I'm Nina van Tilburg for BizNews. South Africa's economic growth has lagged behind its emerging market peers, who averaged around 4.5% since 2010, while South Africa had a meager 1%. That shortfall has cost the country dearly. Nominal GDP today stands at 7.4 trillion rand, but it could have reached 11.5 trillion rand had growth kept pace. So what should South Africa do to reignite growth? Well, joining us in the BizNews studio is Osso Mzwai, investment strategist at Investec Wealth and Investment International, whose recent analysis offers a pragmatic roadmap. Hi, Osso.
No, thank you very much for having me, Linda.
So, Osso, you are currently doing a master's degree at Harvard. Is that on economics and South Africa?
No, so it's rather focused on finance. It was through the Harvard University Division of Continuing Education, and I will be traveling there shortly to go do my on-campus requirement to fulfill the requirements for my master's degree in finance.
Wow, that's amazing. So, well, this growth gap has widened over the past decade with our emerging market peers. So in your view, what were the key policy or structural missteps that led us here?
Well, I think it's important that we contextualize the conversation within those growth outcomes and what they've actually meant. You've referenced the numbers where you've said that the economy could have been at 11.5 trillion at this point in time. It's currently sitting at 7.4 trillion. Now, what is of key consideration is what has that meant from a fiscal perspective? And if we look at over time, then National Treasury could have collected an additional 5 trillion rand in government revenue. And when you look at the kind of service that could have been delivered in that environment, then it says that South Africa could have been on a fundamentally different economic trajectory at this time. For example, that 5 trillion rand makes up a significant portion of our gross national debt. And then you look at some of the immediate challenges facing South Africa. For example, there's a need for Eskom, for example, to invest in transmission, looking at, I think, 14,000 kilometers at a cost of 400 billion rand over the next 10 years. You look at various other aspects of the economy that need that kind of capital injection. And it tells you that it is growth that has to be at the center of economic policy formation to ensure that at least one of the benefits is a stronger fiscal war chest that can then fund some of the very pressing and urgent interventions that are needed to put our economy on a firmer growth track. And you asked about some of the policy errors of the past, and I'd like to just really just zone in on the structural constraints that have faced the economy. Obviously, we've had challenges from an energy and a logistics perspective, and those are some of the main areas where we need the interventions to be fast-tracked. We need the government to move with a lot more haste and impetus in terms of implementing the reforms so that you do then have an improved structural capacity within the South African economy, and that will provide a fundamental basis for A, improving business confidence, but B, providing a fundamental basis for improved economic outcomes.
But a lot of these changes that you're looking for are political. So do you think there's the political will to do this?
Well, it's worth just circling back to the pivotal election that occurred last year. And there were many things that the GNU represented, but the Government of National Unity, one of the key areas that were confirmed by the various parties that are party to it, was a commitment to the structural reform program through Operation Vulindlela. What has to happen now is that the political parties represented there need to understand that there actually is no more time to waste. You know, we don't have, time is against us now in terms of implementing it at a quicker pace. I mean, if we look at our GDP per capita, nominal GDP per capita, you can see a stark dislocation in 2010 through to now. And on average, the Africans are around 40% poorer than the rest of the world. And GDP per capita is the metric where you look at the overall living standards or the quality of life. And we've done the numbers. And if we'd like to close that gap within the next 10 years, South Africa's our nominal GDP per capita has to grow at around 8% per annum over that 10-year period just to get to that average number. That talks to real growth of around 3 to 5%, depending on the level of inflation or prevailing inflation in the economy. So it just tells you that our economic growth outcomes have to be absolutely exceptional over a 10-year period. And even in that environment, we only get back to the global average nominal GDP per capita. So it just illustrates that this is an urgent matter and growth has to be at this very center of policy formation.
Well, there are a couple of issues that is a problem with growth. President Trump, Ramaphosa says there can be transformation and growth. But there's a debate that says it can't. There needs to be changes to black empowerment rules. Do you agree with either?
Well, I think that we don't really want to speak to that policy position in particular, because we do believe that transformation and meritocracy can be kind of policy or initiatives that are actually intertwined. You do need meritocracy within government to implement the reforms, and you can still achieve the transformation mandate. The transformation mandate is a critical pillar of improving the lives of all South Africans. But then again, it just brings us back to that point around GDP per capita, which gives you a sense of the overall living standards. And obviously, there's been policy error between 2010 and now, where you see GDP per capita dislocate to this extent from the global average. And on average, then South Africans are 40% poorer than the rest of the world from a nominal GDP per capita perspective.
Well, if you could pull a lever right now, you know, to promote growth and unlock growth over the next, say, 12 to 18 months, what would that be?
Well, I think that the critical areas are the network industries. That is, you know, the departure point, because for us to be able to attract investment, then there has to be stable electricity. You have to have a well-functioning logistics network. You have to have dealt with the issues related to crime. Those are some of the critical areas. And then you also have to deal with the question around education. Is South Africa's labor force well equipped to participate in the formal economy and within those sectors and so on where there is investment happening? Those are the very critical areas. So again, I just really want to repeat, it is the network industries in the main. We're looking at logistics and energy. We must capacitate the workforce, but also need to deal with the challenges related to crime.
Well, the government might tell you from platforms, we are dealing with that. So, you know, what would you say to them?
Well, I think that the reality is that we, as I've mentioned, that there needs to be a greater sense of urgency when related to the interventions. Because as I've just said, that we just don't have the luxury of time. If we say that we need exceptional growth over a 10-year period just to get back to the global average, then every second that we lose means that it's going to take longer to get back to that global standard and that global average. And we do need to lift the living standards of the people of South Africa. That is the true transformative agenda, is lifting those living standards.
So if these changes that you're looking for can be pulled off, in other words, if the government actually fast tracks some of these structural changes you said, what kind of growth could we look at?
I mean, the growth rate, the real GDP growth rate that we're looking for is somewhere between 3 and 5%. That's the environment where you have meaningful employment creation. And one of the things that I forgot to mention was related to increasing business confidence. And really, that's related to creating a more business-friendly economic environment. And that talks to some extent, reduction of red tape, loosening up regulatory frameworks to encourage foreign direct investment to happen.
So you talked about the other emerging markets. So who's a good example for South Africa?
Well, I'd imagine that in the main, we want to compare ourselves to emerging market commodity exporters. But one example that we can bring up is the story of India. And there the development of that economy over time. And we saw a seismic shift in thinking, and I think around 1991, where there was a greater focus on implementing policy that was pro-growth. And through that pro-growth adoption of policies, then you did see India then transforming the economy. You've seen that economy growing at those above 4% levels, and you've seen the net result for society in general from an India perspective. But there's many countries around the world where you've seen that focus on growth, and that does lead in general to the upliftment of people in general.
So, what role can the private sector play to encourage growth in South Africa?
Well, I think that, at least from our perspective, was what was the driving forces behind us developing this work related to the kind of GDP growth that South Africa needs to meaningfully address some of the economic challenges that confront us, and also looking at the opportunity costs of not being growth centric. And one of the main or underlying drivers was we'd like to play a constructive role in, trying to develop the narrative around what South Africa can be. And it's worth mentioning that we avoid being overly prescriptive on the kind of interventions, because I think the interventions are well understood. But what is critical is that, and there's a nuance here, or it's an important point where we say that you'd like to light a fire under those implementing economic policy, but you'd also like to light a fire or ignite a fire in them to motivate and encourage that this can be done. We just all need to row in the right direction, have a broad societal consensus that GDP growth has to be at the center of policy formation, and that South Africa can be in a fundamentally different economy in 10 years' time. And if we're growing at 3 to 5%, then you've set the basis for a much more robust investment environment where capital is looking to participate within the South African context.
Awesome, Mzwai from Investec. Thanks so much for speaking to us.